How do you know if your relationship is healthy? And what are even the signs of a healthy relationship? And if your relationship isn't healthy, what do you do about it? That's what we're going to focus on in today's episode. But first, the Relationship Alive podcast is my offering to you to help you have the most amazing relationship possible. So if you're finding the show to be helpful, please consider a donation to help support the show and ensure that we can continue. To choose something that feels right for you, you can visit neilsatton.com/support, or you can text the word support to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. And this week, I would love to thank Michaela, Renee, Sophie, Lita, and Carol. Thank you all so much for your generous support and ongoing support of the Relationship Alive podcast. Now, one of the hallmarks of a healthy relationship is how well you and your partner can communicate. So if you haven't yet picked up my free guide on my top 3 relationship communication secrets, now's the time. Just visit neilsatton.com/relate or text the word relate to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. These 3 simple things can help turn any conversation, even about the most challenging things, into a connecting conversation. So check it out. And speaking of connecting, if you're looking to connect with other people who listen to the Relationship Alive podcast and who are there to support each other in having amazing, thriving relationships, then come join the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. So we're also going to have a really cool new sponsor that I'm going to tell you about later in today's show. And I think that's it. So let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satton, and we are on episode 141. Amazing. And also a palindrome, because it's the same number forwards and backwards. So that's kind of cool too. I am excited to be here with you today because we are going to talk about how to know if your relationship is healthy. And this is an important question, especially if you're having issues in your relationship, because it can be really easy to think, if like problems come up or, you know, small problems or even big problems, it can be easy to think, I am not in a healthy relationship. I got to get out of here. The thing is that, yes, while definitely you want your relationship most of the time to feel exciting and positive and like a place where, that you want to be, just because it's not that way all the time, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not in a healthy relationship. See, the way that I look at it, there are 2 main meanings for the word health or healthy. The first is that state of vibrancy when you are well, and when your relationship is well, you're communicating well, you're having sex as often as you want to be having sex, you're doing things together in the world that contribute to the world around you, you're connecting with your friends as much as you're connecting with each other, you're also creating a safe space in your family, if you have kids, for everyone to experience closeness and intimacy. So that's just a snapshot of what one part of a healthy relationship can look like when it's in its thriving state. And this is a lot like physical health, right? Like when you are not feeling sick and you're not struggling with any sort of disease or malady, then life can feel pretty easy. And you're out there like getting up and going and taking on the world. And that is one way to know that you're healthy, because you're feeling like you can do anything, or maybe almost anything. So when your relationship is healthy, then you feel like you can do almost anything together. So that's another good sign. However, health is also a process, because our bodies, for instance, are always susceptible to things coming at us from the outside world. Now, I don't want you to get all creeped out by that because, you know, if you're a little prone to being a hypochondriac like I am, then yeah, don't spend too much time thinking about it. But the truth is that all the time your body is responding to the world around you and keeping you healthy. So in my mind, that ability to keep you healthy is also healthy and super important, right? Because without it, you'd be getting sick, let's say, or even worse. So let's not go there. Let's just understand that the process of health is about keeping you healthy and about recognizing when things aren't going right and doing something about it. But sometimes you can't rush the process. Like, you know, my son a number of years ago jumped off a jungle gym and broke his arm. And he was in pain. But, you know, I thought maybe he had just hurt his arm, you know, because we take spills all the time and can sprain something or whatever. So, you know, I took care of him, put him to bed. We were actually camping that night. So we put him to bed in a tent. We woke up the next morning. He was still in a lot of pain. And so I did what any father would do at that moment. I took him to the hospital and we got his arm x-rayed. And actually, the truth of the story is that the person who is reading the x-ray looked at it and said, "Oh, your son's totally fine. There's nothing wrong." And I asked, "Oh, well, what would you be seeing? If something were wrong, what would you see?" And he said, "Oh, you'd be seeing, like, you know, there's all of this solid gray, light gray material, and that's his bone. And if there were something wrong, you'd see like a little tiny line in it or something like that. Or if there were something really wrong, you'd see a big line and, you know, the bone wouldn't even be connected." And so he told me this and I was like, "You mean like that?" And I pointed to the opposite end of the x-ray from where we had been focusing our attention, because my son's pain was located in one place, but the break was actually in a different place. And so the doctor looked at the x-ray and he was like, "I'll be right back." And he left the room. And when he came back, he was like, "You know what? I'm so embarrassed, but you're right. That's a break in his bone." So maybe a little bit more than you needed to know, but there are a couple important things here. One is the pain isn't always where you're looking. Like the source of the pain isn't always where you're looking. So you might feel pain in one area. Like a perfect example of this is we're barely having sex anymore. And that can be really painful. But the cause of not having sex anymore probably doesn't have a lot to do with sex. It has to do with other things that are going on in your connection. So that's one example. The second thing is that we knew exactly at that point what was going on with my son. Bone was broken. It still took 6 weeks for that bone to heal. 6 weeks, even though we knew exactly what was wrong, right? There was nothing that you can do to speed that process up. So in your relationship, when you've identified, "Oh, there's something here that's not quite right," just because you've identified it doesn't mean that you are necessarily going to be able to fix it right then and there. It might take time.
"Hey, babe, did you check the mail today?"
"Not yet, but I will. It's just that right now I'm recording this week's episode."
"Oh, right. Whoops, sorry. You sound a little annoyed."
"I'm not really annoyed because I can tell you're pretty excited."
"Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, I've just been waiting with bated breath about this box that's going to come in the mail. That's a surprise."
"I know. It's almost like Christmas or your birthday."
"My birthday? Christmas? But 4 times a year.
"Right, because our new sponsor of Relationship Alive is a company called FabFitFun.
And they are a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products.
Each of their boxes retails for $49.99, but it comes with more than $200 worth of cool products.
Now, that's just craziness.
Well, it's not that crazy.
Well, it's just super generous of them.
That's more like it.
Well, I'm just so excited to see what actually comes in the box. I really need some new makeup, let's be honest.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm kind of excited to see what they send for fashion items, because that could be pretty cool.
I know. Or fitness. I mean, we'll just have to see what comes.
I think I want to buy this for you and then like sort of leave little surprises all around the house.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So ladies, you could either buy this for yourself, or gentlemen, you could get the subscription for your lady.
Definitely. Oh, and I almost forgot the most important part, which is that FabFitFun is offering $10 off your first box if you visit fabfitfun.com and use the coupon code
ALIVE
for Relationship Alive. So visit fabfitfun.com, use the coupon code ALIVE, and you will get $10 off your first box, which means that for only $39.99, you'll be getting
over $200 worth of awesome products.
So check out fabfitfun.com, and we will keep you posted on what comes in our box.
Yes, we will. And we'd love to hear what you get in yours.
Cool. We'll keep each other posted. And now I think I'm going to get back to the show.
Okay, you do that.
I will check the mailbox later, though.
Thanks, babe.
So as I was saying, it might take time to help fix and heal whatever is going on in your relationship. So knowing that, if something is going on in your relationship and it doesn't feel good, maybe it's some really bad news, maybe it's a bad surprise, maybe it's just the doldrums of maybe you're bored, all kinds of things, right? Maybe you're just not connecting all that much, you're too busy, your ship's passing in the night, etc. Recognizing that is one thing, but the sign of health is recognizing it, being willing to take it on, and being willing to be in the process of making it better. What becomes unhealthy is just like that bone. If we hadn't addressed it and had let the pain get worse and worse and worse, then that would have been unhealthy for my poor son in pain for week after week. I'm so glad we didn't try that approach, right? So in your relationship, if you're in pain week after week after week and not doing anything about it, well, then you're probably in an unhealthy relationship. But if you're in pain and you're working on developing your awareness, your understanding of where that pain is coming from, and being willing to investigate so deeply that you don't necessarily go to the source of the pain, you're willing to look around a little bit and see, oh, I know the pain is here, but maybe this is just, I think they call it a referential pain. Like it's the damage is over here, but it's referring to a completely different place in our relationship body. So as long as you're willing to do that, and then to be engaged in the process of like, okay, now I know what's going on, or now we know what's going on. What do we do about it? What can we try? And some of those things that you try might fail miserably. And then you might be tempted to think, wow, I'm in a really unhealthy relationship. But no, that's not necessarily the case as long as you keep trying. I think another way to conceive of health in this manner is that health is really about resilience in your relationship. It's about the process of recovery. So one sign of a healthy relationship is not that things never go wrong, but it's that you're dedicated to the recovery process. Now, one place where you can get kind of hung up and where this can get really painful is if you are the only one who is engaged in that repair process. And what that could look like is something like, something goes wrong, and no matter who's responsible for whatever went wrong, you're the one who's showing up saying, I'm really sorry, I wish it hadn't gone that way, et cetera, et cetera. If you're doing that over and over and over and over again, then that can also feel horrible because you can feel like, well, why am I always the only one? Why does it always have to be me, right? So part of health is also being able to enlist your partner in the process. Now, your partner may be so bummed out about whatever's going on that they may be stuck in this paradigm of thinking that they're trapped in an unhealthy relationship with you. That could very well be going on. So one way to address that with your partner is to literally talk about what does it mean to be in a healthy relationship together and to see if you can get them to buy into the fact that just because things feel kind of shitty right now, that doesn't mean we're unhealthy. That just means that we need to grow. So it's just like when sometimes your body, you start to experience pain in your body, it could actually be that your body is growing. And that's something that my kids also experience, right? Now, there's a point where our body stops growing, for most of us anyway. And that being said, when you've physically stopped growing, you are still emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, mentally, you're growing all the time. And that growth often brings with it a little bit of pain. It just comes with the territory. And I wish it didn't have to be that way. And it doesn't always have to be that way. Sometimes something so joyful happens, something so amazing happens that it springboards you into a totally new place. That happens a lot. Of course, then sometimes you experience the pain kind of retroactively because you find yourself in this totally new place, this new experience of life. And then you have to deal with the pain of like, whoa, like, how do I deal with the way that I feel right now bumping up against the circumstances of my life being kind of the way they were before that whole epiphany happened? And maybe you've seen this happen when you go through something amazing and transformational, and then you start to not really connect with older friends that you have. And that can create some pain too, right? Where you start to feel like, oh, I don't really resonate with this person the way I used to. And in a relationship, that can also be especially painful, right? As you grow, if your partner never grows, then that can be an issue. If your partner grows in a different direction than you, that can be an issue. And even when you're growing more or less on the same trajectory, you're rarely doing it at the exact same time. So it stretches, you know, the connection between you. You grow, and I'm imagining this, actually, I'm picturing it in my mind. You grow ahead of your partner, let's say, but you still have a really strong heart connection to them. And that connection is going to stretch. And just like a really deep stretch, and I know they say, you know, if it is a little painful, then you're stretching too far. And that's probably true. If you're trying to increase the flexibility of your hamstrings. But when you're trying to increase the flexibility of your relationship and the resilience of your relationship, it's natural to feel a little bit of discomfort. Again, the question is, how do you bounce back? And as long as you are engaged in that process of bouncing back, then my suggestion to you is that you are in a healthy relationship. A relationship that, sure, takes its knocks, but on the flip side is always coming back, always resurging. And on the other end of that is feeling even more vibrant, perhaps, than ever. So, of course, there's more to it than that. There are all the nuances of how you create a healthy relationship. And, of course, these are the things that we've talked about on the show a lot. developing your presence, developing your communication, creating a really safe container with your partner, exploring the whole continuum of your sensual and sexual connection, staying really curious. These are things that Chloe and I actually have talked about in our webinar, the 50-minute relationship breakthrough. So if you haven't checked out the webinar, stay tuned because we're going to be doing it again pretty soon. But in the meantime, yeah, these are all the little specificities of how to have a healthy relationship. But in the big picture, can you buy into the fact that even if you're feeling a little uncomfortable, as long as you're working towards something, then you're healthy? And can you maybe engage your partner in that conversation so that you don't have to talk about the specifics of whatever is going on with you? You don't have to make your partner feel bad. You don't have to make them uncomfortable. You can just talk about, hey, like, I think we're okay as long as we're both willing to show up for the journey together, to be committed enough to say, okay, even when this doesn't feel quite right, we're still in this together and we're going to figure it out. And I hate the cliche, although I use them frequently, as it turns out, but two heads are better than one, and two hearts are definitely better than one. And two entire beings are way better than one in terms of what you can create and manifest. So there are all kinds of levels here where you can focus on your own growth, your own alignment, showing up in your own integrity, really being, as we say, big and bright as yourself, and supporting your partner in doing that as well. And then likewise, bringing your inner resources and your partner, bringing their resources online to figure things out. That is what makes for a healthy relationship. And again, the first place to start if you're not experiencing that is by addressing that specifically with your partner. Not getting into the nitty-gritty details, but just talking about, hey, like, can we buy into at least coming back to health, allowing ourselves to heal and recognizing that it may take time. It may take 6 weeks. It may take 6 months. But on the other end of it, we're going to be better than we are right now. So let's be in that together. That is my wish for you. And that is a wrap for episode 141. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. And I'm not entirely sure who next week's guest is going to be, but I will let you know next week. And if you've noticed that the episodes have been coming out a little bit less regular as they have been in the past. Usually I try to get it out on Tuesday every single week. And I think if you've been tuning in, you know that Chloe and I have been moving and we have a lot going on. So it's important to me to still come to you every single week. And you'll probably be hearing this on a Thursday or Friday instead of a Tuesday. So I apologize for that, but we'll get back to consistency before too long. And in the meantime, so appreciative of your spending this time with me. Maybe I'll see you in the Facebook group. If something is going on for you and you want to drop me a line or maybe get some coaching, just write to Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. I'm here to support you. All right. Take care, and I'll see you next week.